What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, Gal for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. It is Wednesday night, just before 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are back for March Madness, Day 3 Locks. I'm your host, JG, and let's get into the recap. Day 1, I brought the heat. I had Illinois to hit 35 points in the first half, minus 160. Man, they put up almost 50 points before Duquesne could put up 35. Easy lock. We started off with a bang. That's what I like to hear. Next one I got for you guys, Texas versus Tennessee. I had the under at 146, minus 110. We had room to spare. I think the game ended with 130 total points, so we had 16 points to spare. I told you at minus 110, I was yelling, I am March, because then the third lock I gave to you guys, both teams to score and Creighton to win, minus 190. That game fucking scared the shit out of me. I was like, it might not be much, but it's going to be an easy dub. It was far from an easy dub. Double OT. Oh, my God. But then they walked away with it. They walked away with it, Creighton did. So that was easy. Not easy, but we definitely came away with three locks on day one. And then what happened day two of my locks? Zach Edey to score 25 points or more. He had 21 points in the first half. 21 points. He shot one time in the second half, ended the game with 23 points. And from that moment on, I knew I was fucked. I knew for the... Oh my. I knew I was fucked. How do you do that, Zach? You just need two more points. Two more points. And he couldn't do that. And then what happened next? I had under 62.5 points between Houston and, let me double check who it was, Texas A&M. I think they put up 100 points in the first half, or just under. It was absolutely ridiculous. They could not miss. Every shot went in. I couldn't believe it. They're running up down the court, freaking fast as lightning, Lightning McQueen, going back and forth, putting everything up. I was like, they can't miss. Threes galore. I turned off my phone with like five, six minutes left in the first half. Fucking pissed. And then Northwestern versus UConn Huskies. And I had Northwestern over 61.5 points. And unlike the game before us, they didn't know how to score. They forgot how to shoot the fucking ball and put it in the net. I think they had 20 points in the first half. What an absolutely ridiculous game. What an absolute joke. They should be embarrassed by the performance. Terrible. What are you going to do? But we're on to this week's lock, or not this week's, day three of March Madness locks. I got a new mask on. I'm here to change the vibes, and let's get into the first lock. And before I do, actually, I'll tell you about the two of the moons. They went to the trash. I didn't think I hit one. Unbelievable. So this week, this day three of March Madness, I'm taking a break from the two of the moon. I need to get my head straight. I need to lock in, get going. And we're going to set it straight with our first lock of the day. NC State versus Marquette. And give me NC State first half spread +3.5 -115. NC State have been playing good ball of late. Winners of 7 straight. And in those 7, they've covered the +3.5 in the first half in all those matches. And if you look in their last 10 matches, they've covered that +3.5 9 out of 10 times. Beautiful 90% mark. While Marquette, on the other hand, in their last 10, they've only covered the -3.5 5 times. And I think those, they were saved by the last 2 of the 10. I think they should be 3-8, to be completely honest with you. Now, if we look how each team has fared in the first half of this season, you'll see the Wolfpack are going to cover this spread. NC State has averaged 35.5 points in the first half of game, and Marquette have allowed 33.5 points in the first half. So, quick mathematics, let me do the calculation. They should be hitting about 34.5 points in the first half. While Marquette, on the other hand, have just scored 38.6 points on average in the first half, and NC State is giving up for 34.3 points in the first half. So again, let's do the quick calculation. That comes to 36.45 points, 36.5 to round up, make that calculation easy. And that's a difference of 2 points. That's 2 points on the margin. So right there, we can see 3.5 is greater than 2. And you're going to give us a plus 0.5 at minus 115? Aye, aye, aye. We're going to easily jump all over this. And we're going to take NC State first half spread plus 3.5 at minus 115. Yes, sir. We're going to lock it in. Lock number 2. Purdue to win and either team not to score 80 points minus 155. Even though the big man, Zach Edey from the 6th, the Big Ten Player of the Year 2 times in a row, fucked us last week with that miss, we still gonna ride with that big man this week. I've been saying it, Purdue is my team to win this tournament. I don't see no one getting in their way and no one's gonna stop them. And definitely, what the fuck they playing? I gotta, Purdue. I think they're playing Gonzaga. Definitely not Gonzaga. Yeah. Oh my God. I gotta be better. I can't let that happen. Not Gonzaga. Not no one's gonna stop in the way of Purdue. Both teams on average scored the same amount of points throughout the season with just under 80 points. 84 points at 83.9 points. They're averaging the same thing, and both defenses are essentially giving up the same amount of points. Purdue allowing 69.5 points. Gonzaga allowing 69.2 points. So quick math again, we'll see that both teams average about 76 points in this game. So neither team going to hit 80 right there. And if you really want to take it, take the under in this game. I think it's at 154. It's not going to get hit. So Purdue in their last 30, only 3 times have both teams scored 80 points in those matches. And 2 of them went to OT, but only 1 OT played a factor in that. So right there, that's 2 of 30. That's coming in at, I think, 6%, 7%. 7% of the time in 30 matches, both teams score 80. Oh my God, how do we not jump all over this? And Gonzaga as well, in their last 29 games, only three games, both teams have scored 80. So 10% of the time, Gonzaga, both teams to score, what the hell? So only 10% of the time, Gonzaga has both teams scoring 80 points. Only 6% of the time, Purdue is hitting. So how do you not take this? And when we even look at the past data, the past 2 games Purdue and Gonzaga have met, Purdue have won both of them, both games. Neither team has scored 80. Purdue won 73-63 and the other time 84-66. So again, it's looking like Purdue. Purdue's unstoppable. They're going to the final 8. They're going to get it done. The big man, Zach Edey, we riding with him. So let's do it. Purdue to win and either team not to score 80 points minus 155. Yes, sir. Now the final lock. Lock number 3. Creighton versus Tennessee. I got Creighton on the money line plus 125. I really liked what I saw from Creighton in their last game. This is a resilient team. They play hardball. And ever since last year, losing by 1 bucket, they just take it 1 basket at a time. And I love that approach. They're dogs. They ain't going to give up. And they're going to fight for every point. This game is going to come down to if Creighton can make their threes or not. They rank 6th in attempts with 29.3, and they make 10.7 a game, which is 5th best in the league. Tennessee doesn't fare well against the 3, allowing 24.1 attempts, which is 298th worst. And they allow 7.5 three-pointers a game, which is 210th. Not that good. The three-pointers are the fact... The three-pointers and the fact that Creighton doesn't get into foul trouble, allowing the fewest made attempts and the fewest made three throws, is going to be key. Because that means there is no easy bucket from Creighton. They're not going to send you to the line and give you those free buckets. And being the second best in the nation at defensive rebounds, that's going to limit Tennessee to their shots. So that if they make a shot, if they don't make the shot, there's a high chance they ain't going to get the rebound. So that's going to limit them getting their second chances, their third opportunities to get that bucket. And I don't know if Tennessee's got it. I really like Creighton. I think they get past the Sweet 16 and go to the Elite 8. And at plus 125, you cannot go wrong with this bet. I'm telling you right now, Creighton, money line, plus 125. Yes. And that's it for this episode. Like I said earlier, there is no to the moon because I got to get my head right. I got to get those to the moon going, and it's going to come Friday with our next scheduled episode. So till then, gamble at your own risk. See y'all Friday night. Peace.